T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The days of passengers bringing pets on airplanes as emotional support animals could be ending with some proposed rules from the Department of Transportation. Ryan Burrows following this. What happened, Ryan?
Yeah, so comfort pets, and we're not just talking dogs, but people have been bringing some strange things on the plane with them, including peacocks, hamsters, bunnies, alligators, you name it, claiming that these were comfort animals that were helping them on their flights. Now, it's been getting out of control, at least according to the airline industry, and so the U.S. Department of Transportation released some new guidelines, and these guidelines still haven't gone into effect. There's still a waiting period. They need a public comment period, but essentially, it would assign only service license, service dogs, as animals that would be allowed to go into the cabin with the owners, with their owners, or with their people who are taking care of them. So, you know, the days of saying that my bunny is a comfort animal and will give me peace during this flight will probably be over here pretty soon.
You know, a lot of news. It makes the news every single time someone tries to bring, as you mentioned, some of these animals, an alligator, a peacock, the hamster, whatever it might be on the flight. And now you have a lot of people saying over the past 24 hours that, you know, shouldn't the restrictions be aimed at whoever is issuing the paperwork that would register something as we had a story this morning. Someone registered a beer as their emotional support animal.
Well, you know, I mean, that I think that could work in a lot of different ways. The beer might work. But you know, what was happening is people were going online. They were getting their pets certified. It's like $99. You get your pet certified as a comfort animal, and then you can just wave this at the, you know, wave that at the airlines and say, nope, it's allowed. I've got proof of that. Now it's going to be much stricter. These animals, but they will be dogs, will need to have proof. They will need to be licensed. They will need to be certified, and they will need to serve some kind of debilitating need, someone who's blind, someone who has seizures. So that kind of proof will be necessary moving forward once these are put into place. And actually, what everyone has been saying from the travel industry is this is a way to protect some of these people who have these really debilitating illnesses or diseases or blindness or what have you, and make sure that you know that those animals will always be allowed on, and they're not you know, kind of pushed to the side by some of these other people who have been trying to get some other animals on.
Yeah, it's like Noah's Ark in the air, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Ryan, thanks so much. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live. Emotional support animals, a crackdown happening in the skies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.